Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm very excited about having our good friend Sam Norwood back on the show. Sam, as you know, has been joining us now for a number of years. And one of the things that that you might not have thought about, even though I've said it many times, and even though as we talk about, as we've talked before on the show, you should have been able to pick that up. Sam is a veteran advisor to CEOs and boards of directors and in all areas of operation, finance, strategy, acquisitions, valuations, et cetera, et cetera. And as you may remember, I've taken at least one segment every time Sam has joined us in the past with the Tatum Survey to pick his brain. And the good news is we're going to start a series where I'm picking his brain all three segments. Because he's got some gold in that head, and I want to get it out of him. I want to get more of it out of him. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, and happy to share.
Well, I've admired your background and your ability to come across with what you've learned very much. And one of the things I know you have on your mind today is the constancy, the validity, the value of understanding what's called the Pareto Principle. Now, many people have heard this term. They might have heard it used as the 80-20 rule, but why don't you go ahead and give us some background?
Well, it's an interesting concept that was observed and codified back in the 19th century by an Italian economist named Vilfredo Pareto, and he noticed that 80% of the land was owned by 20% of the population, 80% of the nation's income is produced by 20% of the population, and he kind of generalized this into this principle that 80% of the objectives are achieved by 20% of the means. Mm-hmm. And we know it now as the law of the vital few and the trivial many. This is the 80-20. But
right.
The applications to business are in every segment of the business, and we have, in my prior associations with a number of companies, used this principle to create and add value as a principle of resource allocation within within the company.
Well, you know, the Pareto principle has become it is a principle, but it's also I think of it also as a maxim when we use it in our vernacular. You know, a maxim is a generally accepted truth.
Yeah.
And that's what this is. I mean, the Pareto principle, the thing I want to point out, Sam, is that the Pareto principle might be 75-25. It might be 90-10, but it doesn't have to hit 80-20. The point is that in so much of what we do, the vast majority is either helping or at odds with the minority. I used to be a consultant to small businesses, as you know, Sam, and I used to go in their businesses and try to help them get on their feet. And you'd be amazed how many times I went in there and 90% of their sales was coming from 10% of their customers.
Sure, and
they didn't know it. They didn't realize it,
or didn't think about it. I mean, it's one of these things. I had a company where I was CEO, and when the first time I went up, I asked the guys to give me a list of the product list and a list of in descending order of the sales by products. And well, the company had hundreds of products, and we noticed it was like 90-10, and 90% of the products constituted 10% of the of the revenue coming
right.
in. And I said, look, here, I'll be back in a month. I was chairman of the board of the company that wasn't there all the time. I said, I'll be back in a month. I'd like for you to take a look at your list and see what you can do to pare down the small items, mm-hmm. the small things, the specials, the things, and the and they really, we already know that most of the small things don't make much money, mm-hmm. And they're also, and they arise in a typical way. The salesmen always want to right. please the customer. That's what they do. And so a customer says, well, can you make it a little different? How about this way?
Sam, fine, I need to take a quick break. But, yep. folks, the All point right. I want to make before we wrap up here is that 90-10 thing I was talking about, that's not 80-20, but it's still the Pareto principle. What Sam was yep. talking about, that's still the Pareto principle. It's still the way of looking at these things, and it involves sales, customers, profitability, inventory, access, the capital management. It can be involved in all the things that you do, and you need to use this tool to think about what you're doing as you grow your business. Right back with Sam Norwood. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.